Wash Me, a Critical Role fanfic, written by Sabine Legrand, read by Black Glass. Fighting a Remoraz is not a walk in the park. For starters, the thing is just plain creepy-looking. Its touch burns, it swallows people, and it can burrow into the ground, sometimes after it swallows people. Its lair is an icy crevasse. And basically, it's just a bad idea to be anywhere near the damn thing. Still, Vox Machina is narrowly winning, even with the snow that's whipping into their faces. Percy and Keyleth have already been swallowed, but regurgitated, and no one has been unconscious for more than a few seconds. The damage has fallen heaviest on Grog, because he's in its face, and Pike, for reasons known only to the Remoraz. The creature is on its last legs. This is a literal statement, because Grog has just cleaved off two of them. It's still managing to keep its feet, and it flails around, looking for its next target. The Remoraz arcs over Vax, who rolls out of the way, and bites down on Pike instead, lifting her off the ground. Pike goes limp, hanging in the jaws of the creature for several awful seconds. Suddenly, there is a burst of light. A wave of fire exploding out from Pike's armor and into the Remoraz. The blast doesn't seem to harm it, but it rears back in surprise, dropping Pike, who lands on her feet. She stumbles for a moment, holding her side and wincing. She clutches her holy symbol, calling on Sarenrae's power, and a bolt of divine energy arcs towards the monster, impacting its side like a holy fist. The beast screams. A frightening sound, but it staggers. It reaches out to bite at Pike again, but it falls in the attempt, collapsing lifeless onto the ground, its head at Pike's feet. Pike goes down hard on one knee, and she gasps in pain. She holds her holy symbol again, shuddering as the healing magic goes through her, but she doesn't stand up. Vax is the first one to reach her. He crouches down to look her in the eye. "That was close," he says, but his smile goes away quickly. "What's wrong?"
"I need to be stabilized," Pike says shakily. "My spells won't be enough on their own."
"I'll set up the mansion here," Scanlan says, his hands moving as he starts the spell. The door appears, and Vax carefully picks Pike up and carries her inside, laying her out on the floor. The snow tries to follow them, but melts immediately in the warm interior at the mansion. Pike and Vax both start working on the buckles of Pike's armor, and once her breastplate is off, the large wound in her side is clearly visible.
"I need some help!"
Vax shouts, as the rest of Vox Machina rushes towards the door. "I can stabilize her," Keyleth says, pushing her way in, and dropping to her knees at Pike's side. "I'll help," Vex says. At Pike's other side. Keyleth pulls supplies from her pack, and with Vex's aid, she stops the bleeding and begins closing the wound. Both of them pour what healing they have into her, and the wound closes the rest of the way, eventually disappearing.
"Phew," Pike says, sitting up. "That really was a close one."
"You had me worried, Pickle," Vex says, stroking a hand over her hair.
"She's tough like a monster," Grog says,
like he hasn't been fidgeting worriedly since they entered the mansion. Vex leans over, speaking softly to Keyleth, and Keyleth nods in agreement. They both stand, helping Pike to her feet.
"We're taking this monster for a bath,"
Vex says, putting her hands on Pike's shoulders.
"And none of you are invited."
"What, like a regular bath? Or a lady bath?" Grog asks.
Vex looks at Grog in confused suspicion.
"What's a lady bath?"
"You know,"
Grog says, looking like he doesn't know why he has to explain.
"When you're in the bath, and you pay extra for there to be ladies."
"I have so many questions," Vex says.
"Not my fault if you don't visit the finest lady favors places,"
Grog says, lifting his chin proudly.
"Then this is definitely a lady bath," Vex says, and Pike grins.
And you're still not invited.
Have a good time, Percy says, giving Vex and Keyleth a kiss on the cheek, before bending down and kissing the back of Pike's hand.
Have a great time, Scanlan says. I don't go out of my way to make this place a den of sin for my health.
I thought you did it for the sheer pleasure of it, Vex says.
And if nobody gets pleasured, what's the point? He returns.
I can't argue with that, Vex says.
She steers Pike away, leading her towards the spa.
Don't wait up!
Keyleth follows, and the three of them make their way to where the warm, inviting water awaits, so different than the ice and blinding snow outside. Pike puts her hand to her side, walking a little stiffly, and Vex grimaces.
Are you sure you're all right? Keyleth says. If you're not up to it...
I'm fine, you guys, Pike says. You don't have to worry about me.
It's not worry, Vex says. We just value your contributions, and we're going to demonstrate it to you.
What she said, Keyleth says.
Pike dips her head, smiling.
Oh, okay. I guess I can live with that.
But you will tell us if it hurts, Vex says firmly.
I promise, Pike says.
They make it to the spa. The setting is just as welcoming and over the top as it always is. The water waits, swirling slightly from the same enchantment that makes it perfectly, blissfully hot. Keyleth sighs.
That's what I've been wanting to see all day.
Me too, Pike says.
Let's retire from adventuring and just hang out here all the time, Vex says.
Sometimes I wish we could, Keyleth says.
She removes her antlers, setting them carefully aside.
Well, let's stop staring and get in.
With Vex and Keyleth assisting, Pike has the rest of her armor off within 10 minutes. She doesn't resist when they keep going, taking off her padding and underclothes. Soon she's wearing nothing but her holy symbol, and Keyleth leads her to the water, waiting as she steps down into it. Comparatively, Vex and Keyleth undress much faster, and the two of them join her not long after. Keyleth sits with her back to the edge of the pool, and she positions Pike in front of her, between her spread legs. Pike's hair is still braided, and Keyleth removes the tie holding it together, and combs it out with her fingers. Lean back, Keyleth says, and Pike does, her hair fanning out on the surface of the water for a moment, before sinking. Vex swims over, and retrieves a bar of the gentle soap they've all taken to washing their hair with, giving it to Keyleth. Keyleth lathers it up, working the suds into Pike's scalp and hair. There are still bits of soot and blood, showing up brightly against the strands of white, and Keyleth washes until all of it is clean again, snow pure. While Keyleth washes Pike's hair, Vex concentrates on the other end. The sprinter's boots are useful, but not comfortable, and Vex rubs out the soreness in Pike's small feet, digging in with her thumbs to release the tension. Pike sighs, letting herself tip, so that she's floating between the two of them.
That's it, Keyleth says. Just relax. We've got you.
Vex leaves again, coming back with a different bar of soap and a sponge. Or what Scanlan thinks a sponge looks like, anyway. Which is kind of square, and without enough holes. Either way, it gets the job done, so it hardly matters. Vex rubs the soap against the sponge until it forms a nice lather. She starts at Pike's feet, methodically washing her, as Keyleth keeps massaging Pike's scalp. Vex spares no location, making sure every part of Pike is clean of blood and dust and sweat. The gentle swirling of the pool takes away the soap suds and dirt, and soon the water around them is clear again. Vex and Keyleth look at each other over Pike's head and share a nod. Keyleth takes her fingers out of Pike's hair, putting her hands on her shoulders and sliding them down until she's cupping Pike's breasts. Pike makes a noise of surprise, but when Keyleth traces her thumbs over Pike's nipples, Pike moans instead.
We're going to take good care of you, Vex says.
Just lie back and enjoy yourself. How could I not? Pike says. She lets herself float, spreading her legs as Vex moves in between them. She puts Pike's knees over her shoulders, lowering her mouth to Pike's cunt. Pike moans in pleasure as Vex starts to lick her, tongue flicking over Pike's clit. Pike puts her arms around Keyleth, pulling her down to kiss her, upside down but still hot and sweet. Keyleth cups her face, thumb wiping away one last errant bit of dirt, leaving Pike wholly clean again. Vex moves her hands up Pike's body, sliding up her sides, and Pike flinches away unexpectedly. Vex quickly takes her hands off Pike, holding them up. "I'm so sorry," she says. Pike reaches forward, putting her hand on Vex's face. "I'm really okay," she says. "You just hit a bruise." "If you want to stop, we will," Keyleth says. "I'm going to be bruised no matter where I am," Pike says. "I'd rather be bruised with you." "That's fair enough," Vex says. She puts her hands on Pike's thighs. "But I think I'll stay down here from now on." "I love it when you do," Pike says with a grin, and she sighs deeply when Vex gets back to work. Keyleth's hands move gently over Pike's body, carefully avoiding her sides. She rubs Pike's neck and shoulders, the muscles already relaxing in the warm water. When she's sure Pike's tension is gone, she cups Pike's breasts again, massaging them just the way Pike likes, palms dragging over her nipples. Pike rests her head on Keyleth's shoulder, suspended between her and Vex. It is a very good place to be. Vex takes her time, giving Pike all her concentration. She teases, just enough pressure, but not enough at all. She licks Pike's clit until Pike is moaning, pushing her hips up for more, then switches it up, delving in with her tongue. She does it all unreservedly, everything put into pleasing Pike. "She looks good like that," Keyleth says, kissing Pike's temple. Dirty talk is not Keyleth's specialty, but she's learning. "You look beautiful together." "You're here too," Pike says. "And you're beautiful." "Completes the set," Vex says, looking up only long enough to say it, before going back to Pike. She slips two fingers inside of her, moving them in and out, and Pike tries to get more, pushing back against them. "Shh," Keyleth says. "We've got you." Pike gives in entirely, letting the two of them do what they will. They won't be moved or hurried, so Pike gives up trying. Vex seems to know, humming against Pike's skin, the vibration sending a pulse through her. Keyleth keeps gently touching, calm and soothing, and the perfect counterpoint to the way Vex is going after her, single-minded and devastating. Vex moves faster, sucking Pike's clit as she thrusts her fingers in and out. Pike moans, arching towards her, and Vex doesn't stop, pushing her on. Vex's mouth is too good, too much, and just right, and Pike is lost underneath it.
"I'm..."
Pike pants.
"Vex, I'm..."
"Yeah," Keyleth says, quiet, but with an undertone of excitement. "Do it, Pike. Come for us." Pike shouts when she comes, shaking as wave after wave of it hits her. Vex takes her through it, muttering encouragements as she moves her fingers, letting Pike ride it out. It goes on, and Pike is done for. Wrecked. Perfect. Vex finally eases her fingers out, knowing how oversensitive Pike can get after she comes. Pike just lets herself float, blissed out, so sated.
"Bet you won't be thinking about those bruises," Vex says,
and Pike doesn't need to see her face to know she's winking. Pike tries to say something witty, but it comes out as a satisfied sigh. Vex laughs, kissing Pike's thigh, before pulling away from her. She moves over so that she's sitting next to Keyleth, putting her elbows on the edge of the pool, and stretching her legs. We should have more lady baths, you guys, Keyleth says. Even if that just means having a glass of wine and not, you know. Vix claps her hands over her head, and one of Scanlan's spectral servants appears out of the floor.
Bring wine, she says imperiously, and it floats away.
The math is in our favor, Pike says.
How so? Vix asks.
If you need lady attendants for a lady bath, we can always have two of those, and one lady being attended to, Pike says.
Vex gives Pike a sly look that Keyleth misses entirely.
I guess that's right, Keyleth says.
There's gotta be a way we can use that.
Vex and Pike both nod, and then they descend on Keyleth. End of story. Thanks for listening.